You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Mike, it looks like actually your area and parts of the northern Midwest will be inundated in the next few days by some rough weather patterns. Let's start there, please.
Yeah, we do have some fairly significant weather moving through the Midwest over the next 7 to 10 days. The first system that we have to monitor is the one that moves through tomorrow night and more so on Saturday. We're looking for a swath of 4 to 8 inches of snow, primarily across the northern one-third of Illinois, and then stretching on to the east through far northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and Ohio. That is fairly important from a transportation standpoint because the Interstate 80 corridor will be seeing some pretty decent snowfall with that. And in actuality, we'll see light snowfall stretching all the way back through Interstate 80, back through Nebraska into Colorado, and even Utah, where heavy snowfall occurs in the mountains of the Rockies. So that's system number one. The potentially more important system, and the one that really needs to be followed by a lot of people across the Midwest, is the one that moves through on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. We do have a very large system that will move on to the east from the Pacific Ocean, and at the same time, a separate system drops onto the south from the Arctic. Sometimes when these systems get too close together, they merge into one large system, and there is the possibility for that to occur. If that were to happen, we'd see widespread snowfall across the central and southern plains and through a large portion of the Midwest, with 3 to 6 inches, a fairly common number, with potentially much more than that across parts of the eastern Corn Belt. Now, this system is still about 5 to 6 days away, so things can change, and the path of that system will be very important. But we do have some fairly high confidence that some portion of the Midwest or the Northeast U.S. is going to see a major snowstorm from this storm. So that will be something to follow. As far as agriculture goes, it could just cause some fairly substantial transportation problems across the Midwest and Plains, maybe some stress for cattle out in Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. But for the on the good side of things, we could see a nice little soil moisture boost for driest hard red winter wheat in the Plains, and also soft red winter wheat across the Corn Belt, and the eastern U.S. could see a pretty nice event from that, too.
It appears from the radar that South America, yesterday at least, and a few days before that, I think, managed to pick up some rainfall in some of the growing regions. What did you see there?
Well, we do have an interesting pattern that's begun in South America. It will last for another 7 to 10 days, but a very large area of upper-level high pressure is suppressing rainfall across a big area of Brazil. Now, initially, that's really going to help to move harvesting of first crop corn and soybeans along, but this could be a bit of an issue if it lasts for too long because this region averages around 3.5 inches of rain every 10 days, and we're looking for some areas to receive no rain during the next 10 days. So newly planted crops could become stressed if that pattern lasts too long. Conversely, we were once concerned about dryness in Argentina as recently as 10 to 14 days ago, but they will be the primary beneficiary of this pattern with multiple rounds of thunderstorms almost every day throughout the period. We're looking for 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of that area, and they average around 1 to 1.5 inches per 7 to 10 days. So flooding is a possibility, which is hard to believe, but you know how it is with weather. I mean, things can change fairly quickly, and that's what's happened down there.
That's Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.